When a person goes for Hajj, the most important thing is his niyat must be clean. His niyat must be solely to please Allah Ta'ala, to fulfill this obligation which is upon him. The obligation of Hajj which is upon him is to fulfill that. A person must not delay in Hajj at any cost whatsoever. Because unfortunately we are very lax about our matters of deen. We give priority and preference to our matters of dunya. If there's a house to be built, that will get preference. We will leave Hajj till later in life. If there's a car to be bought, we will give that preference. If we've got our house, we've got our car, we've got everything, but to make an investment, that also becomes we give that preference than Hajj. Whereas the true spirit of Iman is that a person, even if he hasn't got the means, he must cherish that idea that when can I go for Hajj, and he must be saving for that at all times. In South Africa, we find the spirit very greatly alive in the Cape Malays. In the olden days, we would find they would do washing of clothes, and that old lady would put away her tikki aside for Hajj. And with the barakat of that small, small savings, Allah Ta'ala takes them for Hajj, and they go for long, long periods for Hajj. And the spirit of Hajj, this is Allah's fadl and Allah's division, how Allah gives the people. Amongst the Cape Malays particularly, the spirit of Hajj is very much alive. They just return from Hajj, and the next Hajj is still a year away. But the lessons of Hajj start and they carry on throughout the year. The spirit and the desire of Hajj is very much alive amongst them. And they would spend their long, long hours in the Haram of Mecca making the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And in some other communities we will find some other ibadat which is alive very greatly. In somebody we will find i'tikaf the last 10 days, for example, is very much alive, while it isn't alive in another community. Another we will find in some people, tahajjud is very much alive. For them, tahajjud means a lot. We will find some people, some communities, where every day practically they are keeping rozas. Simplicity which is taught in Islam, we will find that in some other community. So all the qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is distributed in the whole ummah today. Today the ummah is not so versatile that one community or one person has got all the qualities within him. Somebody, and this is what we have to learn to appreciate. Today, unfortunately, our nature is more fault-finding. But if we can appreciate in every community, some communities, paaki is very important. And they give a lot of preference to their taharat and to their paaki, while it is a little bit less in some other people, so much importance is not given. But our nature is to find fault in people. If we can learn to look at the good of others and appreciate that. Somebody is a very great abid, another person doesn't make so much ibadat. His taqwa is very great. There is a great difference between ibadat and taqwa, it's not the same thing. Another person hasn't got taqwa that much, he hasn't got so much ibadat. He's got knowledge of deen, let us appreciate that. Some person hasn't got knowledge of deen, but he's got the recognition of Allah Ta'ala. Another person has got the great love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there are many qualities like this of deen. Let us see what quality has my brother got. Somebody may not come so much to the masjid. It doesn't mean that it's maaf. Faraz namaz is on its place. But that person has got the quality to help his fellow beings. And every time he looks for a chance to help his fellow brothers. So let us look for the good in one another and appreciate that. Anyway, this is a quality that we must cherish and desire, the quality of Hajj, that we go for Hajj as soon as possible. Some communities, the Hajj only comes in the old ages. Others, for example, the Turks, when the old people come for Hajj. The Indonesians, the first thing on their marriage is to go for Hajj. And we'll find the young couples from Indonesia who come for Hajj. So all the qualities are there. The thing is, we must try and look at the good of others and try and bring as much good as possible within us. Not that I'm satisfied with whatever I've got, but as far as deen is concerned, let us bring more qualities within ourselves. So even if Hajj is not farz on us, let us cherish that idea and let us try and make means to go as soon as possible. And if Hajj is farz, then let us not delay it. Especially let us not let anything of dunya delay our Hajj. Let not that car which we want to buy or that house we want to build or anything else, let that not delay our Hajj. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person on whom a hajj became faraz, and there was nothing preventing him from going for hajj, and he did not perform his hajj and he dies, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in sha mata yahudiyan aw nasraniyan aw kama qal, I don't care about him. If he wishes, let him die as a Jew or let him die as a Christian. Hey, what a strong warning from Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person who was an embodiment of mercy is giving us this warning. It makes this warning much more stronger. So we should not delay in Hajj at all. So when a person has accumulated his funds and he goes for this Hajj, making his niyat correct, and now we won't delve more on the journey. One important point of the journey, which we find commonly missing, is our faraz namazes. We're going for Hajj to fulfill one faraz. We must keep our priorities in order also. Hajj is an ibadat which is very expensive. We have to undertake a long journey. We have to provide for the people that we are leaving behind. Provide financially for them. And provide proper guardianship and security for them. And then we go for Hajj. Then only Hajj is faraz upon us. But in fulfilling this one Hajj, one faraz, which is definitely very costly, which is very strenuous, it is tiring also, it is greatly taxing on a person physically, mentally, and every way, but after all, it is only one faraz. The importance we have illustrated of it already, but it is only one faraz. Our five times namaz a day are five faraz. If we are going to make this one faraz ada, and we are leaving every day in our journey, we are leaving out our faraz, if it's 2 days journey, 10 namazes, we are losing 10 to 1. It's a great loss on our side. So our namazes we must not neglect. And namaz is not difficult. Allah has made it very easy. Our maghrib is only 3 rakats. And when we are on a journey, the sunnats are maaf. If we have the occasion, we can make our sunnats. Then we make them full, of course. But if the occasion is not there, it's only our faraz. Isha is only 2 rakats. To read our alhamd and to read a short surah. If we haven't got time, if we are reading our namaz in the aisle of the aeroplane, we can read in ruku one time Subhana Rabbiyal Azim. Can read in sajda one time Subhana Rabbiyal Ala. How long is that namaz going to take us? And they are very cooperative in most cases in the aeroplane. If we also are fair and we don't interfere in the times when they are serving meals, etc., even in the place where the kitchen is and where the food is being prepared, they empty that place and let us make namaz with jamaat also. So even if it's a whole plane of hajis, doesn't mean we have to go and make our wuzu in the plane and use up all the water of the plane. We can make our wuzu before time. And then our wuzu, we'd only do the faraz of wuzu, which uses very, very little water. If we only do the faraz and we learn, for this reason, if we go on journeys, tabligh, jamaat, etc., and we learn these things, how to make our faraz of wuzu with very little water, then on these occasions it will help us very greatly. So there is no real excuse at any time that we make our namazes qaza. We have to perform our namazes for one faraz. Let us not neglect our other 5 faraz a day. And our witr namaz is also in the category of faraz. It is called wajib, a degree below faraz, because the proof of it is not as strong as the proof of our 5 times namaz. But otherwise our witr namaz is also in the category of faraz. So much so that if a person has to die and he did not make his namazes, where he has to give the fidya, the kafara for his 5 faraz namazes, he has to give the fidya for his witr also. It's 6 namazes a day that fidya and kafara has to be given, not only 5 namazes. So that witr is also a wajib namaz, a faraz namaz. It is compulsory upon us. So that is one important point that we have to note. Now when we are going, when we come to Jeddah, and we have sorted out all our formalities there with the immigration, etc., and we go on our way now to Medina Munawwara. Before we undertake this journey, and this is the real purpose of these talks, a poet says, Ye hasrat reh gayi, pehle se haj karna na sikha tha. The sorrow is left within me that I did not learn to make hajj from before. Kafan Kafan bardosh cha poncha, magar marna na sikha tha. He says, we have already reached the kafan, but we did not learn how to die as yet. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Do not die, but in the condition that you submitted yourself totally to Allah Ta'ala. Meri chashme muhabbat khoon e hasrat abbi roti hai. He says, my eyes cry tears of great love even now, of that sorrow that I'm going through. Khabar e kaash ye hoti ke haj kya cheez hoti hai. I have the sorrow that only if I knew what Hajj was, and then I should go for Hajj. And Hajj is such a thing, my dear brothers, we see it year in and year out. Suddenly a person decides, after 3 days, his ticket is booked, the injections are taken, and he's on his way for Hajj. Where is he going to prepare in 3 days? It means let us be prepared in advance. Even if we are not going for Hajj, let us listen to the talks. Let us build within ourselves that desire to make Hajj properly. And the talk is not enough. Let us read up books, kitabs about Hajj, so that we know properly what Hajj is. And in every ibadat of ours, there are two aspects. One is the theory, one is the practical, and one is the spirit of that. One is we know how to make namaz, the masalas about namaz, but that doesn't mean we have made our namaz. The other is we have to make namaz, the practical, we perform our namaz. But our namaz really becomes a namaz when the spirit of namaz is in there. If we made our namaz, we made our ruku and we made our sajda, we read our alhamd and we read our surat, we did everything according to rules, Allah won't ask us on the day of Qiyamah why we did not make namaz. But what was the spirit and the feeling of that namaz, that is something else. One person gets married, he's living with his wife. He fulfills all her rights also. She fulfills all his rights also. A nice normal house is going, but there isn't that spirit between them of love which was meant to be between them. The house is carrying on, everything is carrying on, but that real meaning of marriage and of a union, that is lacking in that home and in that marriage. They get children also, they have the children, they bring them up, they give them education, everything, but there isn't that bond and that spirit between parent and children. There is something lacking in that. So our namaz we making, but aren't we perhaps lacking something? Our sajda we are making, but there is a spirit in sajda also. Our ruku we are making, we are reading Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, but there is a great meaning to it besides the mere translation of the word. So the spirit also. So as far as namaz, if we have made our whole lives, so we can try and create that spirit within us and make our next namazes properly. But Hajj, normally it is a journey of a lifetime. Fortunate are those people whom Allah grants them the occasion over and over again. But normally it's a journey of a lifetime. Therefore, preparation of Hajj is absolutely essential. One Buzurg asked his murid when he returned, when you made tawaf, etc., what did you find something else extra? Like that, asked him about Arafat. He asked him, when you kissed the Hajar al-Aswad, is it just a kiss or is it something much more than that? The dua of the Haram, was it just a dua like any other dua or was it some other dua? The night of Muzdalifah, where even the most wealthiest person, a multimillionaire, a king, and the ruler of the country on that night spends without a shelter over his roof. It isn't just spending a night out in the desert. There is something much more than that, the spirit of Hajj. So a person needs preparation. Then he will be able to really perform his Hajj in the true sense and in the true spirit. So one important aspect that we must be prepared, and this is not necessarily only for Hajj or Ziyarat al-Madinah, but a believer, when he says that my Nabi is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is absolutely necessary that we have to know who our Nabi is. If we have to check ourselves, how many wives did Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? Can we answer that question? If we can answer that, can we name those wives? How many children did Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam have? The number can we say? If we can say the number, can we name the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? With whom were they married? Can we say that? How many children did they have? We only know perhaps about Hazrat Fatima, about Hazrat Hassan and Hussein. What about the other daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What about the sons of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? If we claim love is not just that we say we love someone and we know absolutely nothing about that person. Of course, to know the physical aspects is not faris for us. But when we claim love for somebody, we want to know so much about that person. Just our uncle, our cousins, we know about them everything. In our businesses, we know what goods are here and what goods are there. We know how many items, today we are sitting in the masjid here, but we know how many items are left and I have to order so many more items. We know that from which merchant are we going to get it cheaper, from which one are we going to get so much discount, and who is going to give us so many more days to pay. All the details we know, but when it comes to our deen, and it comes to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we know? And when we're going for Hajj, we are going to meet Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For us, he is just our Rasul at the most. But who is the Rasul of Allah? What were his qualities? If we know about somebody, if we have to tell somebody, come, we are going to go and meet somebody. It doesn't mean anything much to us. But we tell that person, this person is like this, and he's like this, and he's like this. Now the desire comes in us to go and meet that person. Now we want to go and meet, now we become conscious of the thing, and we become eager to meet the person. If we are just going to Medina, we have to go. We have to make our Hajj, it's farz once in a lifetime. So we have to go, and when we go for Hajj, we go to Medina also. Then it will be just limited to that. But if we make a little effort to know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, what his qualities are, what his character, what his morals were, then that our going to Medina will be something completely different. So for that reason, well in advance, continuously, we should make this, in fact, our daily practice. 5 minutes a day to learn about our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is nothing much. It is far too little. But wallah, if we will take out 5 minutes a day, and today, alhamdulillah, there are good books in English on the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we sit with the family, where we read the teachings of Islam and imbibe within us the spirit of Islam, let us read for 5 minutes. Okay, not even 5 minutes. Wallah, even 2 or 3 minutes, we will see how much we will gain. We give so much time to our newspaper. We will give so much time to the news on the radio. Hey, we have got time for everything else. But to give 2 or 3 or 5 minutes for our deen is nothing much at all. It is absolutely nothing. We have to be giving much more. So we try and learn of the qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then when we are going for Hajj, now that Hajj is going to mean, and that ziyarat, now that ziyarat will mean so much more to us. It will have so much meaning, we know who we are going to meet. So when we leave Jeddah now especially, from home, but especially when we leave Jeddah, and now our journey, our destination is fixed, it is Medina Munawwara. Okay? A lot of anxiety and excitement is behind us now. Our immigration and our passport, our worries are behind us. Now we are going. Let us keep this one thing in our mind. I'm going to go and meet my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the hadith we are told that a person who comes to my qabr after my passing away from this world is just like that person who met me in my lifetime. Just let us ponder for one moment. If today we had the occasion to go and meet our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he was alive, and we go and sit in front of him and we make salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what great honor wasn't there? And which Muslim will not be that in the world that doesn't cherish that wish that he could be going meet to go and meet Huzur Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The Muslims are the only nation in the world that they know exactly where the Nabi is. And millions of Muslims, not only at the time of Hajj, now throughout the year, they are going to Medina. And the words of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which are 100% true, that it is just like meeting me in my lifetime. And when we read Salatu Salam in Medina Munawwara at the Rawza of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam hears our salams with his own ears. When we read Salatu Salam from here, the farishtas Allah has appointed, one group of farishtas whose work is nothing else, but they just moving around in the world, wherever they find any person reading Durood Sharif, Salatu Salam, Salami on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they take it and they convey it to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah has given him that great and honorable position that the farishtas are his khadims, his servants, they convey the salam to him. Allah did not keep the system and his position so cheap and so low that he must go and collect his durood in every corner of the world. Okay? One person, like a person who begs, has to go out everywhere. Or a person who collects for a madrasa, he has to go from door to door and collect. It's an honorable work, but it's looked down upon generally. Allah did not keep the work of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that he must go and collect his durood anywhere in the world. Allah kept the farishtas, that they, that honorable creation of Allah, they are the servants of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Wherever durood is recited, they will take it and convey it to Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But when a person reads right in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even the link of the farishtas is removed now. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam listens to the salam himself and he replies himself. Imagine what great honor. We know what we are. We are worth absolutely nothing. When we are reading salatu salam on Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we are getting the reply personally, what greater thing can there be? And we, no matter how much shukr we make to Allah, He made us Muslims and He grants us this occasion to go to Medina, there is no greater enjoyment for a believer when he's standing in front of Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is when we realize Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is alive in his qabr. It isn't that we are just reading salam to the qabr there, to the Rozai Mubarak. We are reading to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we have studied Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, then that life will come into our hajj. Then there is meaning into it. Otherwise we are going, the muallim is reading something, we are looking around and we reciting something and we are gone, our ziyarat is made and it's over. We don't know where we went and in front of whom we stood. What we had to take from there, and we are going empty handed, that will be our condition. So a person must learn about Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the great sublime character and moral. Then as he's going to Medina, read Durood Sharif in abundance. And Durood Sharif is not just words. It is that feeling with love and with respect for Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the durood must be coming out. And the greatest and the most superior durood is the durood which Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself taught us. May Allah give Hazrat Maulana Zakariya sahab rahmatullah alayhi great reward in his qabr. He has collected all those words of durood in this 40 durood which many people have printed. May Allah reward them for having printed it. So those are the durood sharif which Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has taught us. And the greatest and the most beautiful durood is which we read in namaz. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. In Fazail Durood, the 40 Durood, there are many more that are like this. Allahumma tahannan, Allahumma tarahham, Allahumma sallim ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Those Durood Sharifs which came out from the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no Durood superior than that. So our Durood in Urdu or our Durood in our language, it can never match the Durood which Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And everything which Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us was from Allah Ta'ala. So this durood is made in arsh, by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And our durood, what we make, no matter how beautiful we make it in Urdu language, in English, in Turkish, in any other language, even in Arabic, our own durood, durood e-taj and durood e-lakhi and all those durood which we have made, those are made in farsh on the ground. So the durood which is made in arsh, Can the durood which is made in farsh ever compare with the durood which is made in arsh? It can never compare. It can never come near it. So the best durood is the durood which is made in farsh, which comes from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Even our Jummah and Fridays when we went to read our wazifas, instead of sitting with durood at-taj and durood al-lakhi and all the other durood what we find, read the durood, the 40 durood which are the durood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So on this journey particularly, let us read as many duroods as possible and create that love within us. And then when we come especially to Badr, let us realize what that honorable place of Badr is, where the battle took place. If we go by private taxi, if we prepared, we will do it. Spending that few extra riyals will mean nothing. And we make a condition with the driver, he takes us to the place where the battle of Badr was fought. The masjid is standing there where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in his little sheltered tent, and where he was commanding the army at this battle. That little stream still flows there. Hadraji Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib always makes ghusl in that little stream where Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make ghusl. Muslims are that honorable people where our deen is alive. It isn't just the monument in Pretoria and some other place. We've got a living history with us. If only we can appreciate what legacy we have got and how alive our deen is. And how alive this hajj of ours can become. So when we go to Badr and we make our namaz there in that masjid, we at least make wuzu, at least drink water, or at least take that water and rub it on our face, where Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's body touched that same water. Then from here, when we move now from Badr, then the palm trees and the orchards start abounding. We pass through those valleys, pass through those valleys, pass through those valleys, pass through